Alistair Cook's Letter from America. Spring 1947. My first Indian.
On my first summer vacation, after a year at Yale as a graduate student, sometime in August 1933, I went to see my first Indian, what I then called a red Indian. Like all recent visitors, I knew exactly where you looked for an Indian. Skyscrapers were in New York, waterfalls were at Niagara, fine buildings were in Washington, the countryside was called New England, and Indians were at Santa Fe. I knew that Indians were at Santa Fe because I'd read D.H. Lawrence, who wrote powerful books about the Indian view of life. And he'd gone to live in Santa Fe because he found there the particular escape he sought from the world he detested, the world of his own white skin. And he gave himself up to the Indian world, which, as I understood it, was a primitive, elemental sort of life in which people put their feet on the ground in a more down-to-earth way, and in which men acted only on impulses that came from the pit of their stomach. As a young man who'd been bowled over by Lawrence's writing, it was all very brooding and vital. I took the Santa Fe train from Los Angeles and discovered, as everybody does, that it doesn't stop at Santa Fe. I got out at Albuquerque and took a bus 60-odd miles northeast to Santa Fe, accompanied by two nuns and a Yale undergraduate who...